Autism and selective mutism. Many individuals with autism spectrum disorder, ASD, face difficulties in social settings, especially in early childhood. In some cases, these difficulties are related to a social anxiety disorder known as selective mutism. Acknowledging the link between selective mutism and autism is the first step towards helping people overcome language delays and increase confidence, leading to a fulfilled life. Autism as neurodiversity. Autism spectrum disorder is a neurological difference that affects the way people process information and interact with others. Autism is a spectrum with characteristics that vary from one person to another. Therefore, every individual on the autism spectrum has different needs, preferences, and strengths that constitute their unique journey. Autism is a form of neurodiversity, and neurodiversity is an umbrella term for differences and diversity in how people's brains work. Many neurodivergent people have sensory sensitivities and social communication difficulties, as well as unique strengths like creativity. However, everyone is different, and neurodiversity includes other differences like dyslexia and ADHD. What is selective mutism? Selective mutism, previously known as elective mutism, causes challenges with language skills in specific social situations. For example, a child with selective mutism can talk to their parents, family members, and closest friends. However, they face difficulties speaking to peers, teachers, and strangers. Some children with selective mutism prefer nonverbal language, such as eye contact or hand gestures. The symptoms of selective mutism usually become apparent at an early age. Children experience noticeable language difficulties upon entering a new social setting, such as joining a school. Selective mutism is relatively rare and affects around 1 in 140 school-age children. However, without adequate support, it may persist in adolescence and adulthood. Prevalence of selective mutism in autistic people. Research has shown that around 70% of children with a selective mutism diagnosis are likely to fit the diagnostic criteria for autism spectrum disorders. Modern experts consider selective mutism an indication that an autism assessment is worth pursuing. According to recent studies, social anxiety, autism, and selective mutism can be perceived as allied differences due to their frequent co-occurrence. Moreover, the overlap between the characteristics of these differences makes them hard to distinguish. How autistic people experience selective mutism. Many people on the autism spectrum experience challenges with social interactions, with some individuals facing an inability to speak in certain settings. Symptoms of selective mutism in individuals with autism spectrum disorder include social anxiety and sensory sensitivity. Below, we discuss how autistic people experience selective mutism. Anxiety. Autistic individuals experience increased anxiety and stress in social settings. A significant reason for anxiety in children and adults with ASD is the fear of being misunderstood and ostracized in their communities. In order to fit in with their neurotypical peers, they may put a lot of effort into masking, i.e. hiding their autistic traits. This can cause anxiety and impact communication abilities. Sensory challenges. Oversensitivity to sensory input is one of the main causes of selective mutism symptoms in autistic individuals. Some individuals may lose their ability to speak due to sensory overload caused by bright lights, loud noises, intense smells, and specific textures. In these cases, identifying and removing potential triggers is essential for the person's social integration. Autistic shutdowns. Autistic shutdowns are a response to sensory overstimulation characterized by a temporary inability to speak. When autistic people reach a point of extreme distress, they tend to completely withdraw from their surroundings as a way to cope with the sensory overload. Unresponsiveness and inability to communicate are common features of autistic shutdowns, which overlap with the diagnostic criteria for selective mutism. Causes and risk factors of selective mutism. Selective mutism is a relatively rare challenge, so the causes and risk factors are still under-researched. However, new studies relate selective mutism to a genetic predisposition to social anxiety. Children with selective mutism may experience severe separation anxiety, intense tantrums, sleep disturbances, moodiness, and extreme shyness from an early age. In addition to that, selective mutism frequently affects individuals with behavioral challenges and language difficulties. Key factors differentiating selective mutism from ASD. While selective mutism often co-occurs with autism and shares many characteristics in common, they should still be recognized as separate challenges. The key factors differentiating selective mutism and autism are explained below. Communication patterns. Individuals with selective mutism cannot speak in certain social situations, such as school and work, but they are often talkative with their family members and close friends. On the other hand, some people on the autism spectrum have language challenges and difficulty speaking regardless of the environment. Social interaction. While selective mutism affects communication skills in specific settings, it doesn't necessarily impact the person's overall social skills. People can still establish solid family relationships and friendships, whereas ASD causes challenges in social interaction and impacts a person's social skills in general. Restricted and repetitive behaviors. The most common sign of autism includes restricted and repetitive behaviors. Most people on the autism spectrum engage in repetitive speech or motor movements, such as hand flapping, rocking back and forth, and lining up items in a specific order. ASD is also characterized by restricted, obsessive interests and a dedication to strict routines. These traits are not usually present in selective mutism. Anxiety. Anxiety is present in both autism and selective mutism, but there are distinguishable triggers. While individuals with selective mutism experience anxiety specifically related to speaking and interacting with others, autistic individuals may have various other triggers, such as sensory overload or changes in routine. Developmental milestones. Developmental delay is one of the key features that distinguish autism from selective mutism. Many autistic individuals may experience a delay in reaching certain developmental milestones and may be diagnosed with global developmental delay. On the other hand, people with selective mutism usually do not share these challenges. Is selective mutism a disability? Although selective mutism can often co-occur with learning disabilities, it isn't considered a disability on its own. Selective mutism is defined as a social anxiety disorder. While selective mutism affects an individual's communication abilities in specific environments, people are still able to acquire solid language skills. Support for autistic people with selective mutism with unique community services. Unique Community Services offers comprehensive support to autistic individuals and people with selective mutism in the comfort of their own homes, allowing them to stay close to their loved ones. Our dedicated clinicians provide proactive assistance for anxiety disorders that may co-occur with autism, including selective mutism. We aim to dismantle the stigma around autism and selective mutism and help individuals overcome their challenges. The Unique Community Services team works closely with the individual, medical experts and family members to assess needs and preferences regarding care. Our impact-driven clinicians create tailored care plans that prioritize the privacy, dignity, and personal boundaries of each person we serve. We deliver CQC-regulated support services to children and adults across the UK, with offices in Bristol and Manchester. Contact us now, and we will outline a personalized care plan catering to your unique needs. Latest posts. 7 Tips for Fighting Compassion Fatigue blog. Compassion fatigue is characterized by physical and emotional exhaustion and a decreased ability to empathize with others. It is a severe, read more preventing self-harm and self-injury in autism. Blog self-injurious behavior or self-harm is a common challenge amongst neurotypical and neurodivergent individuals. It can be particularly challenging for individuals with. Read more what you need to know about self-harm blog. Self-harm is an emotional and challenging experience for the individual and their family. If you or your loved one are coping, read more.